Bonjour, ça va? Good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you listen to this, actually. What a morning already I've had all over the shop. Started off, as many do, with a dog walk, only to see a BT engineer with his head down a hole in the middle of the road. And I can't help it, you know, I always have to go up and go, "Hello, what are you doing?" And then start complaining about my broadband connection. Mainly because it's the engineers that have all the information in your area. Even with some pretty hardcore email addresses that I have, you tend to be passed on to someone that knows not a lot, who passes you on to someone who knows even less. And it can take weeks to get any information. But today, I speak to this engineer for 2 minutes and I find out all kinds of stuff. A few people in the village are trying to get together and try and find out what the fibre opportunity is, even if it's just BT Infinity. And straight away he said, "Ain't gonna happen." He told me about all the areas that actually had fibre cabinets in place. Says our exchange doesn't have fibre anywhere near it. And he says, "I don't think I'll see it happen in my lifetime." I'm like, "Oh my God, how old are you? 40 odd? That's not good." So I says, "So do you reckon broadband coverage for rural areas is not going to come through the ground?" He says, "Nah, it'll be 3 and 4G and all the rest of it before anything happens with this archaic infrastructure." Sometimes I really should record these people, but I don't want them to lose their jobs. Nevertheless, fascinating conversation. I said, "Look, you're a man with a large toolkit, excuse the euphemism. Any chance you can tweak stuff?" And I wasn't speaking for myself personally. I was saying, you know, because he was complaining about the fact he's got 1.5 meg where he lives. He says, "Not really." He says, "I've tried to bring two cables into the house, double the amount of copper, but it doesn't work like that." He says, "It doesn't matter what you try and do and try and tweak and try and this, that, and the other. Even with all my magical powers, I can't increase my broadband. So screwed. Once again, gonna have to move." No, I'm not gonna move. I'm gonna find a way around it. I've been speaking to some interesting people. Mac here, who works at Opus VL, who effectively is the top dog in Opus VL, it's his baby. He's Opus VL on Twitter, says that it's really actually quite simple to bring broadband into rural areas, but there is always a price tag attached, and this is the mystery at the moment. Nick Butler, Loudmouth Man, is doing loads of research into the whole how much this will actually cost, what is actually needed. And there's some, you know, people around where I live that can make a lot of noise, and they're all pretty keen now. So I think getting together and having meetings just based on internet connectivity, that's what we should be looking at. I'm sat in a doctor's car park at the moment. Not got with a cold or anything like that, but I've had I felt a little bit of a blockage in my ears recently, and I thought, oh, I must have a build-up of wax, that lovely, delicious, what's it for, wax. And I got some of that oil, and I've been trying it out to no avail, so I thought I'll put myself in, get my ear syringed. When you phone up, the doctor says, "Have you been using the oil? At least a week?" "Yes, I've been using it for 2 weeks." "Oh, you better come in then." So I come in, and I pictured this huge, comical carry-on doctor syringe made of stainless steel, but it's nothing like that at all, which is just as well because that would scare the bejesus out of me. It's like this little irrigation machine, this little water pump that goes, and tip to the nurse, not that you're listening to this, but let the water run through a little bit first, because that initial jet of cold water right into my head shocks me just a little bit. But after that, it felt like I was actually having my brain cleaned. It really did, like this permeation into my head. And then suddenly, it was like new ears. Literally, like someone had taken my brain out, give it a good scrub, put that back in, taken my ears out, give them a good big blow through, and put them back on. And she took great pleasure in showing me this little strange jug I had to hold under my ears, which has a cutout for you to put around your ear. And there's two little plugs, one from each ear, of wax. And just sat there as normal. She says, oh, everybody gets it. It doesn't bother that many people. You obviously like to use your ears a lot. I do. And I told her how much, you know, audio I listen to in a day. And she said, can I have a look at your headphones? And they're nice headphones. They're expensive headphones. But doing exercise with in-ear headphones, or manual labour with ear defenders, these are the kind of people that she sees that need their ears cleaned out, which I found fascinating. I probably should have split this audio boo into talking about BT and rural broadband and a little top tip on how to look after your ears. I'm now going to have to go shopping for some extortionately priced over-the-head headphones, which surely won't be... well, I say extortionately priced. I'd like to have something that has really good microphone built in so that I can still do my hands-free stuff. But yeah, interesting. My very nice quality in-ear headphones may, over a period of time, especially when you're exerting yourself, like on a dog walk, cause ear blockages. It's top tip for the day. Right, what have I got left for the rest of the day? Might go and get a haircut. Totally polish up my head. Have a good one.